Spring. It was the spring when dry goods held our fascination. We bottled gold, hand-pumped mucus, toilet paper became currency. The cut of ethyl alcohol sharpened elbows. We took our contact in fluid ounces, returned to fire escapes, back steps, the opposite side of the street. The public square emptied, and the crosswalk followed. Masters of airports called the airplanes home. The cars stopped moving from their spaces along side streets. Certain mornings, a bird might appear, its soft tweeting out of place. A day would pass, its tally of losses. People died, first in abstraction, and then a name we knew, and the geography of the world came into focus. There was a fat man in charge, or so they said, and he named the virus China. But the tankers and the cargo ships and the thin layer of hyper-clean water under every screen called it home. Some of us bought bullets. Some of us bought stock, trading on the corpses and their deep pockets. But there were many more who saw beauty in far-sighted blue sea hemming in our patchwork boundaries. It was the spring when hope was a shell game, and there were winners even then.